Good afternoon, Chef. How are you?
Glass, it is so great to be back on the airwaves and talking with you, my friend. Happy to be here, and everything is great. We had a phenomenal Ivy Tech Day on Tuesday, so many, many thanks to our team for putting on a great set of events. We had all sorts of exciting things going on here on campus, and we got great support from Gables Bagels. Ed Schwartzman supported us, came through huge, and Mother Bear's Pizza. So thank you very much to both of them and all of our donors and everybody who came out. We had a great turnout. I was on the grill.
I saw that.
Yeah, fired up the grill.
Well, I had two interesting things about that. Number one, I want to know where you got your custom apron made. And number two, what kind of shoes did you sport? Or Don, I'm not sure what you fashionistas, haberdashers call those, with grease and everything else flying there. I'm concerned for your wardrobe.
I will say the shoes did have to be cleaned, but those are. You know, I sport the Ivy Tech green shoes whenever I can. So, I've got my sneakers, my green sneakers that were on, and the. The apron is a, you know, I mean, that's just a trade secret.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. No, I've got, I've got a great team here with Heidi Schultz, Emma Ferguson, Sam Udak in our development office. And, one day I came in and Emma had produced had an apron and said, here you go. So, yeah, it was.
Oh, it's good. They're taking good care of you. They don't want you to get splattered with all the lovely hot dogs and brats and hamburger. What'd you have on that grill, buddy? How many people did you serve? And then we'll talk about all the great money you raised as well.
Yeah, we had to make another run to Sam's Club. So we
good. Yeah, well, the weather helped you too, right? It didn't rain till later, so that was great.
Yeah, no, it was terrific. We had a great turnout. Probably, I mean, well over 150 people came out for the cookout, and so that was a lot of fun. I had Hayden and Nick were a couple of students who filled in as our sous chefs, and they helped me on the grill, and it was a lot of fun. You know, connecting with the students is always really what this is about and what Ivy Tech Day is about. And so, you know, getting to chat with them and then, you know, just learning their stories and what their hopes and dreams are, kind of where they're headed and what they're doing. And that's all, that really is what this day is all about. And later on we had mocktails, and I was able to, it was a lot of fun. One of our culinary students, hospitality students, is going to, she earned an externship down at French Lick, and we actually have a Gertie Diamond Fund that will support her and pay for, it's a scholarship supported by, you know, incredible donors here, and that'll actually cover her transportation to and from French Lick and lunch while she's down there, so that she can actually have this opportunity to do the externship. So while she was, like, you know, in the hospitality program and she's making mocktails, I was able to come up and right in the middle of all that say, hey, remember that scholarship you applied for? Well, congratulations, you got it.
And wow.
So she was super thrilled, and it's the kind of things that make, you know, that externship is now possible because of our donors, and that's what Ivy Tech Day is all about. And so how do we help our students? How do we help our community? You know, she's going to stay in this community, and she's going to continue growing, and she's going to, you know, have great jobs and do great things in for us in our community. So that's the kind of stuff Ivy Tech Day helps enable and helps with our programs and, you know, our scholarships and our emergency assistance funds and all those great things. So really, really exciting day. And then we had, you know, donors came out, and so we were able to meet with them and connect with them as well. So it was a lot of fun.
Bagels, burgers, donors, mocktails. All right, you have to tell me about an externship. I've heard of internships. What is the difference here? Does it mean, I don't know. That's why I'm glad the chancellor's here with us today. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it'll be during the school year. You know, so rather than, like, you know, you think of a typical internship as like your summer, right?
Okay.
Where you're just there all the time. An externship is a little more spread out over time, not as condensed.
Gotcha. And that's great. I mean, but to your larger point, if you have an externship and you have to drive that far every day, and perhaps you're not getting paid to do it, and you're not, that would cost you money. And I could see why people would say, "No, I'm good. I'll stay right here. That's great." But now you remove that barrier, and away you go. The numbers you guys put up for the second Ivy Tech Day, were you impressed with the generosity from the community?
Absolutely. It was, you know, people came out and really, really gave and really to support our student. We had over 120 gifts totaling $40,000. And, you know, we didn't know what to expect. This was really our first kind of go. It's the second annual Ivy Tech Day, but it's really the first one that we had here because of the way the transition and everything last year worked out. We really weren't able to get after Ivy Tech Day quite like we did this year. So really, really excited. We finished second in the state overall for funds raised, and we're already planning for next year. I just was talking to Heidi and Emma. We've got some great ideas. We've got some thoughts on ways we can make it even bigger and better, and how do we, you know, engage community. Really what we want to do is get people out here so they can engage with our students and they can see the great things that are happening. You know, a lot of amazing events happening. You know, for example, on May 9th, Glass, you can come out here and we have our hospitality showcase for on May 9th from 5:30 to 7:30. Get your tickets now at ivytech.edu/yellowwood. I went to this last year. Last year was the first year we did it. And it's basically the students, you know, final project, if you will, from our culinary and hospitality programs. And they, oh my goodness, the food was off the charts. It was, there was plenty to eat and it was outstanding. So they're practicing and they're putting their heart and soul in these dishes, and then they plate them up and bring them out here for everybody. And there's just a random sampling of all sorts of different things. Last year there was, epic charcuterie boards. There was porchetta. There was ice cream. It was just, you name it, they had it. Desserts and dishes. I've been looking forward to May 9th. My calendar's been blocked for a year now because it's always the night before graduation. Graduation will be May 10th this year. And we'll talk about that here in a sec. But I highly encourage folks, get out there, come see what's going on. ivytech.edu/yellowwood. You will not be disappointed. It's a great event put on by our students. And on May 2nd, we have an art show here on campus as well. So our student displaying their artwork. So you can come on out. They're starting to display it now. So if you happen to be out on campus and you come down our hallway near the student commons, you'll see the display. So it's a lot going on. Really excited to showcase our students and all the programs they have going on.
Chancellor Eric Coyne is our guest today. By far the tallest employee at Ivy Tech from the pictures I'm looking at. I talked about your embroidered apron. Very, very nice. Now, do you have to leave that there? Is it like the green jacket? You have to leave it in your locker at Augusta National, or can you take that home and get it cleaned up? How about the poncho and your goggles?
I went goggleless for the pie in the face. I wore the poncho, but took the pie without goggles. That was fun.
How much money did you raise getting pied?
I think we raised close to $100, a little over $100 to get pied.
So yeah. you need more of a villain. If you had a villain there, more people would donate. You're too nice a guy. So we got this all wrong. We got to find somebody that moves the meter in the other direction, and then you'll get people to empty their wallets out for Ivy Tech. But who wants to pie you? Everybody likes you. I guess I'll pie.
Well, I don't know.
I'll
there's
pie
always
him
somebody,
for charity.
Right? There's always somebody. Right. Always somebody.
But you took it like a champ. You look good. You look good in that. And so I'm glad the line wasn't out the door. That means they like you and you're doing a good job. Who joined you getting pied on that afternoon? It wasn't just you.
No, Dan O'Neill was out there from our, anatomy. He's one of our anatomy program chair, anatomy and physiology program chair. And then Martin Wolfger was out there, our vice chancellor, academic affairs. And Bama, who runs our firefighter program, Troy, he was out here, and he got he probably, I don't know, between him and Martin, it was a toss-up. They
Martin,
got a lot of pie.
Martin's the nicest guy in the world. How could anybody throw a pie at Martin? You know why they did it? Because they did it for the goodness of Ivy Tech. They did it to support the students and the scholarship funds and. Isn't that the great part, though, of having this day? It's taking this money, and it's not attached. You can really spread it out to who needs it.
That's exactly right. We are able to use these funds to really help our students whenever they need it. You know, I've got plenty of stories about students in need, whether it's a broken down car or it's an electrical bill or some sort of barrier that, you know, to many of us doesn't we don't think about them as barriers. They're just, you know, oh, well, I'll take care of that. And for our students, these can be pretty significant barriers. And so all the money we raised at Ivy Tech Day can help us with those kinds of programs to remove those barriers and really help our students succeed. And so really, you know, it was a lot of fun. Martin took a double pie.
Oh, my gosh. The man will do anything for the Ivy Tech.
One on each side of his head. So that one, I think he's still digging cream out of his ears. But
what do they call that in Austria? I'm not sure what that.
Ein Doppler. And so that was a lot of fun. But yeah, he was a good sport about it, and as was Dan. And
well, that's great. Anything in the name of academia, anything in the name of student support. Eric Coyne is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Well, that sounds like fun. You guys have also had some fun. You had over 60 employers out for your career coaches and everything else that was going on with the career fair. How important is that with that partnership here locally? I know it's important to have finances, but getting your kids placed, the rate is ridiculous in a good way, isn't it?
Yeah, it was outstanding. It's the best job fair, if you will, that we've ever had. Huge outpouring from our community partners looking to hire. We had people from not just Ivy Tech students, but we had people from the community as well who came out looking, you know, see what's going on, looking for maybe a change or just to, you know, find a job. And so it was terrific. Just really, really proud of the work that our team put into that. Always trying, you know, they're always trying to make it better and better every year, and they really came through this year. I heard, just unfortunately, I was out of town, so I wasn't able to attend. But I have heard nothing but great things. I keep running into people at around town at various meetings and functions, and they all talk about how, you know, they were there or their staff was there, and how well they were treated. Right? Like, not only are you going to get a chance to be in front of a bunch of students and, you know, make your pitch as to why they should come work for you, but we also take good care of folks. So we're also proud of the hospitality we provide and the service we provide and experience we provide so that, you know, our employers come back year after year. So really, really proud of our team and what they did there. That was terrific.
Eric Coyne's a chancellor. He's getting ready for graduation. Is that 2 weeks from tomorrow? That is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah. Where'd the semester go, buddy? Where have you been? What have you been doing? All these other great things are happening. And whammo, we're going to have the big the big culinary event on Thursday the 9th, and graduation is going to be on the 10th. It's 2 weeks away. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Boom, boom. I hit my one-year anniversary next week as well.
Oh, good.
Which it just, like, I mean, it's hard to believe. It's all like boom, boom. It's happening. It's here. And then on to summer, on to next year, and a lot of great things going on. A lot of, as we look to grow and support our community and industry partners, you know, how can we grow? How can we get better? What can we do? So, really excited for graduation. It's going to be, like you said, May 10th at the IU Auditorium. And really, you know, it's always a great event. Just the energy at that event is just, it's intoxicating. It's a lot of fun. So last year was my first one, and really excited for this year to build on that kind of excitement and the energy that we had last year. So looking forward to that.
Is that going to be the IU Auditorium again?
It is. is at the IU Auditorium, and I believe it starts at 6 o'clock. So,
perfect. They're a little early. That's you can't just get out of your car at the auditorium. You got to do a little walking there to get to
Make sure you get there early.
Do that. Good seats will be available. You don't have to worry about tickets or anything else like that. That's not that's not what it's about, is it?
Come on in.
Last
night we had our Duke It Out pitch competition.
I was going to ask you about that.
Thanks to Duke Energy, we had 13 students pitch their from our entrepreneurship program, pitch their businesses and business ideas, and that was a lot of fun. Thanks to Duke and Cook Center for Entrepreneurship and the National Association of Community College Entrepreneurship. We have a fund that we're able to support this with. First place took $1,250 home. So that was really exciting. I was able to judge along with Steve Dirk from First Financial and Liz Irwin from Cook. And so it was a lot of fun for us to hear the – I mean, it was just – they were all really good. It was very professional, really well done. Huge kudos to Sue Ann Graham, our program chair over the entrepreneurship program, for having all of our students ready and having them prepped and having done so many practices with them. And pitch prep is pitching a business is hard work. And they only had 5 minutes, and you got to get after it, and you got to get there quick. So you got to get to your point quick. So a lot of really interesting pitches last night. It was a lot of fun. But it's just, you know, again, being in front of the students, engaging with the students, seeing the excitement and hearing what they talk about in their businesses as they're, you know, they've got these huge dreams and passion. And that's what, you know, that's what fuels our economy is small businesses and the growth that we'll see from those. And so having these kids with these entrepreneurial dreams there was a lot of fun and really, really had a great time last night.
Yep, duking it out with our friends from Duke Energy as well. We want everybody to be reminded as well, Chancellor Coyne, that next Tuesday, if you know anybody from Ivy Tech Bloomington, a graduate who has made an impact on the community through professional, philanthropic, or volunteer achievements, you are looking for to crown some awards for the Ivy Tech Distinguished Alumni Award. So if somebody wants to nominate somebody, they have until Tuesday. So hurry up, kids.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got – our alumnus are doing amazing things out in the community. And so if you know someone who you want to nominate, please feel free. Reach out to us, 812-330-6013. Or you can email us at bl-info@ivytech.edu, and we'll get you all the information that we can get that person submitted.
Excellent.
So it's really, really a great program. I mean, I'm always struck. I go around and I'm doing different events and I'm talking to different folks all the time, and somebody always comes up to me and like, hey, I'm an Ivy Tech grad. And, you know, we get a chance to talk and they talk about how that launched their careers and how that changed their life. And so it's just it's a lot of fun. And I know those alums are out there doing great things in our community. So love to get those nominations in. And so we can select our alumni of the year, distinguished alumni of the year for this year.
The Chancellor. Eric.
Yeah, I also want to tell you, at graduation, we are going to be celebrating our honorary degree recipient, Margie Risen. And if anybody out there knows Miss Margie Risen, she has been an educator in our communities for over 50 years, will be retiring from Ivy Tech this summer, and just has left a lasting legacy on our entire education programs and our education training programs, as we have many, many educators and teachers and youth care and child care specialists out here in our community who are trained by her or influenced by her. So I'm really proud and excited to announce Margie will be the recipient for our honorary degree this year, and she will be graduating. I didn't know this at the time, but just found out she will be graduating alongside her grandson. So receiving her diploma, receiving her honorary degree alongside her grandson, who will be receiving his degree. So really, really exciting for the Risen and family, and I'm really excited to announce that.
Well, that is fantastic news, and congratulations to Marjorie, and, well, the whole family, it sounds like, as well, so that's exciting. When do you start writing your graduation remarks, buddy? Do you wait till the graduation week? Have you been putting that together all semester long? How does that work?
They started day one. But we are actively working them now. Tina keeps me in check. She's like, hey, you got to get on this. So yeah, we're working that now.
Fantastic. Well, don't forget, just because the semester is over doesn't mean we go away. Summer school and camps and all the fun things that go along that. All that's open and ready. If you'd like to enroll, you guys are ready to go.
We are. We're taking registration now for summer and fall. Summer classes start June 3rd, so it's going to sneak up on you, so go ahead and just register now. And we're continuing with, if you're in high school, so if you're 8th grade going into 9th grade or a 12th grader graduating, you get free summer classes through Ivy Tech. So it's a great opportunity to pick up one or two of those classes that you need, to give you a boost and get some dual credit under your belt. So June 3rd is summer session registration going on right now, and registration is also going on right now for fall. Fall semester starts on August 19th. So underway right now, lots of learning going on out here. Really excited to expand that, get more people out here, show them what we're all about, and really just help folks who want to either upskill or just get ready for college, get a few classes under their belt for high school, things like that. So you want to explore something, come on out. We get you signed up and registered for the summer or the fall. So lots of great stuff going on.
It's just that easy. All right, great to hear your voice again, buddy. And, you've got an exciting, couple 2 weeks here to get it going, and then we'll turn right around and get summer school going. It's great. Awesome. We'll come back and say hi. I want to hear about how graduation went and your plans for summertime as well.
Absolutely. Thanks, Glass. Really appreciate you and all your listeners. Thanks to everybody for your support during Ivy Tech Day, and we will definitely be in touch here soon, talk about all the great things we got going on this summer. So thanks.
That's right. May 9th, kids, eat up. Tickets are available. Get them now. I'm warning
you.
Come on out. Have a great weekend, buddy. Enjoy the temperatures in the 80s, and we'll talk to you in May.
Thanks, Glass. Take care.